Mr. Hughes, say so.
Do you know how many things I do?
Ready? All right, call our meeting back to order. All county commissioners, Paulson, clerk, and Travis. And Travis, for us folks that might have lost track of where we are, could you give us a two-minute review of how we are on where we're going on Boys Camp?
Well, we're still waiting on, I guess, your approval of the funding agreement. There was questions at the last meeting about whether this was actually a 50-50 grant or whether they're expecting you to pay the $250 regardless. And what I just gave you was an email I got from one of the CDBG officials that basically says the way the funding approval is worded is if technically they're expecting you to pay $250,000. If the grant or if the project comes in lower, officially they're expecting you to pay that, but then in here it says they understand the economic times, and if it would come in at $400,000, they work with you at that time to adjust the funding approval. So, I mean, you can read the email and how non-committal it is, basically. And he even says, how's that for a non-specific answer?
Basically, so, what they're saying, though, is we're obligated under the contract for the $250,000, even if it comes in at $250,000 or $260,000. But they would work with us.
So we need to make sure this project's $500,000.
Basically. That's what our grant writer told us, is that her experience in the past, that's what they do. Is if it comes in less than that, they'll lengthen it or add something to make it work out to as close to $500,000 as you can. Now, if it does, I mean, we can check with them and try to get it reduced. The way they kind of make it sound is if it comes in $400,000, they would work with you and probably adjust it to where you both pay $200,000, but they don't commit to that.
Jim, why do you say we need it to be $500,000?
If we want to get all of our money from the state.
Yeah, to be guaranteed your $250,000, it has to be $500,000.
But if it's something that we would do anyway, if we get anything from the state, then it's a good deal.
But we're going to have to pay $250,000. Legally, as it stands, regardless, I mean, we just want the project.
Correct.
Yeah.
If we get $2 from the state, if it's something that we would have done anyway, then we've made out $2. But if it's not something we would have done, then you got to think about it.
So I'm looking at a document here.
Was
Camp Road
documents.
Engineers estimated cost total $499,988.
That's what they based all this off of.
Well, and you've supplied us with that document?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Originally, when we first did the grant application, we had it actually closer to $600,000. Well, they only awarded you $250,000. We requested $300,000. They only gave you
$250,000.
Okay. So we kind of revised some things in it to get it down to $500,000, so it was more of a 50-50 match, and they were willing to agree to that. But they wouldn't.
How good is the estimate? I think we heard from Spencer or something the last time that it could be high, or was that Mel? Or
As Frank, I think, said it one time it was high. He thought it was high, Frank Preston. But
and you, I think Danny said he thought it was high.
Well, the scope of the thing, I don't know what the scope is on it, but for just to...
Originally, when this was in the planning, back before we had even started to talk about submitting on this, just on the county books, they had it projected about $750,000. That was very rough numbers. That wasn't broken down at all. So when we first started applying for this, I kind of worked up to be about $600,000 based on some MoDOT numbers. They have a cost estimating program on their website. And I felt like that was high, but for a grant, you know, you don't want to shortchange yourself. So then once they actually awarded $250,000, we kind of readjusted and got it closer to $500,000. But
when we... Help my memory. When we did this grant, and knowing that there would be cost share, the cost share funds, is that coming out of our fund balance?
Yes.
So like the earlier deal, it's not coming out of the yearly 2010 budget.
Correct. Budget. The operation will come out of that fund balance.
Well, I'd ask a question. Does anyone have any concern or question about us spending that $250,000? Because I think we have to look at it that we will not get, if the cost is down, we're still going to be out $250,000. Are we okay to go forward? I think that's the question we ought to answer.
Um, if we're going to spend $250,000 on that project, and I guess Frank would be the guy that I would want to say that, but I'm, you know, if we're going to get $150,000 that we wouldn't have gotten, it's what it takes to do the project, I'm fine with it.
My question I would have to say is, with $250,000, would you rather spend that on Maple Street, Fall Creek Road intersection, or Boys Camp Road?
Well, that issue in itself is if they've only got one way in and out of that stinking place over there, and they added a subdivision to it.
I think there are needs there. I just want to make sure we're all in line with that.
And I think that's a good. I think it's a good point because we need to look at it as is because of the grant opportunity we kind of entered into this. It wasn't a high point originally.
Right.
Because of the grant opportunity, we looked at it, and I think rightfully, and good wisdom there.
Well, and to be honest with you, I mean, the road needs to be done, but going through the CDBG, the cost is a little inflated there because they require a lot of environmental studies, and then being that it's in a floodplain, you got to go through the Corps and FEMA. I mean, this is a more expensive road project than it would normally be, I guess. But
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Because that was on my mind, and I'd lost it already this morning. And that is, if we put the grant away, and we just went in there to fix our road, not looking for any dollars, can we do it for $100,000? No.
I mean, it's still going to be. The CDBG has some environmental requirements that add to the cost, and there's some issues there. But you still have to go through the Corps and FEMA.
Still going to have some of those issues if we do it ourselves.
To do the temporary road.
Just the project in itself is going to be, you know, if you take a normal 1,500-foot stretch of road, it's not going to be near this much. Just the location being in a floodplain, you're adding fill, so you're actually affecting the flood elevation, and there's a lot of permits to go into this. So that's part of the reason this cost seems so high, but it's kind of the nature of where it is. So.
Why don't we... I say this with some joke in my thought, but some seriousness too. Why don't we send a letter to those entities and say, hey, we need to improve this. Why don't you weigh that? We're not going to hurt nothing. That's hillbilly talk.
Yeah.
They'd laugh at you, I guess.
Yeah, they don't think they wouldn't. The Corps, a lot of their permits, it's not even... Typically, you send them all the information, they don't even... issue a permit. It's just basically they have it to look at and say, okay, we're fine with it. But I mean, they'll require a lot more than just we're talking about raising this road 6 feet.
Just have everything that they normally have to have, and they have a checklist, and if they don't have it, they don't approve it.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. When's their last deadline to sign that document?
I don't know if they've really said it. I mean, I think they awarded the 11
September
projects.
September 15th?
I don't know. I don't know that.
The reason I say that is that we'll have heard back from the Tiger Chew grant. And if we don't get those, I mean, I
understand what you're saying, Jim. Now, this deal here is a little bit closer to me because I've been over there when they run off, the water was up, had 6 inches of water to a foot of water over there, and cars were going through it, and one of them had run off the side of that little box culvert deal that they've got there and smashed a sign over. If that person would have tilted on over on their roof, we might have had quite a deal there. So there's things about the whole deal that like I said, I've been involved with since we did the Boys Camp Road.
Let me ask you a question, Travis. Suppose we resubmitted a new price estimate at $350. What would they do? And say, we'll match 50% of that.
I don't think they will. I mean, I think they'd probably take it back. It's part of the reason what they told me is when we originally kind of lowered this, because I asked them, I said, what if we can change this cost, get down $400?
They said you're still in for $250. I think it was your email.
Because that was a big plus on the grant application, is that you guys were willing to match that amount. Because actually on the grant you were matching $300.
But see, we were matching at that point.
Yeah.
How did it go from a match to we're first in for $250? I mean, because that's the strange part, is that we entered this thing as a 50-50 match, and then all of a sudden we got shifted to. Yeah. You put your first $250 in, and then we'll pay the difference.
I have the answer. The answer is things change.
I mean, I think that's just the CDBG's policy, the way it sounds. Is that?
But if this thing's going to cost $500,000.
It's not. I don't think it's going to.
Yeah. It's...
Well, I'm looking at this approval. Let me back up. I got to say, I'm very pleased with working with you. Thank you for your honesty and just, I mean, I feel like you've shot us just straight and great. There's about $100,000 here that is design, inspection, professional services is $40,000.
Mm-hmm. Part of that will go. Permitting, basically. That's a lot of the permits.
Okay. And then administration.
Yeah.
And that $12,000 there, is that the part that will go to
the. And black, yeah.
And black.
Yeah. Administration.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
To get the grant process going, and if gentlemen, there's one other aspect of this thing that I think that we should take into consideration is if the sewer project is ever brought to the attention of the expansion of the sewer plant, which the people down there don't want. Without this road, there could absolutely be no sewer expansion in that location. And I don't know whether they're going to be to a point where they have to, or whether they're going to be to a point where they need to or want to. That's just my three deals. So
I don't know if any of the three will be true for a while, to be honest with you. I don't think they'll need to expand for some time.
People hate it that it's there, you know, that live in that area down there, although they bought homes.
Well, the county owns about half of that plant, basically, capacity for Venice. And assuming we're kind of looking at that study now, possibly taking part of that to Forsyth or doing something else with it to free up some of that capacity to possibly sell back to them if they're interested or something like that. So trying to make it to where they don't need to expand for a while.
Does anybody know how many times that roadway's underwater?
I couldn't tell you.
Been under twice since I've been in.
I mean, this is all stuff we never conversated with Frank about. I mean, hopefully he would know.
For a long period of time, though.
It was under there.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, if it's twice in your whatever time you've been here and that it was under for considerable time, I'm for going forward. And with the understanding that's clear, I think, that we're going to be out $250,000 with the but being maybe when the job's done from this letter that Travis has given us that maybe we won't. Maybe they'll do a 50-50, and if not, it's a valid, good project, and go for it.
I think it is for the citizens over there and the safety of the ambulance getting in and out of there and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, the fact that somebody did run off while the water was up, smashed a sign over, run off the end, and had your car tipped into a hole of water there. So, you want me to make the motion, or you want to?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and approve the grant.
I'll second it. All right, I'm looking right at it here again. We got $398,000, which is construction. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it is all the other stuff that you have to do to get there. Mm-hmm. If you all or our road and bridge department or somebody came up with construction that cut $100,000 off of that or cut anything off of it, that's not a problem. I mean, we're going to do the job, and it's going to be done as long as it's done well. I mean, you all will advise it. Let me say it this way. If Road and Bridge said we can do this a lot cheaper than what's designed, will you look at that?
Yeah. I mean, I'll meet with them. As soon as we get the approval, we'll meet with Frank and their staff.
If it's
going off of you guys. But
if I hate to say it this way, but if it's over-engineered,
sure,
that we really don't need everything that we've engineered, you'd be willing to come back and clean it up. That's what I'm trying to say.
The only issue with the funding approval I still see is that we are planning on bidding this job, I guess, not doing any of this in kind, the county.
Well, that's why I would like, I'm going to move that we table it so we can answer those questions. Are we going to do it ourselves? can we do it for $250,000 or less? Because if we are, then why do the grant?
Let's see if we can answer that question real quick.
You've kind of gone back and forth on that. Originally, with the grant application, this was assumed the county was going to do the work. Once we got word that you had gotten the grant, there was talk that you'd just soon bid it out and not have the county road and bridge department do it. So that's how the funding approval is set up, is that it's all.
So the way it's set up
is
bid.
Yeah.
So if we flopped again and went back to the county doing it, what happens?
Well, you probably have to redo the funding approval. I mean, I don't know that CDBG will have a problem with it, but they just have to rewrite the approval.
And the reason I made the motion to table was because Tiger 2 is now on the table with funding, with us matching dollars. And I want to make sure Frank Preston, who was for it early on, make sure he's making sure he understands how much money he's willing to give, because he said $500,000 to $1 million for the Tiger 2 grant application. Is this $250,000 coming out of his $500,000 commitment, or is it coming out of his $1 million out of the fund balance? And we're meeting with Frank in less than an hour. I mean, just a little over an hour.
Say, if you want a table, I mean, I'm across the street. I can come back over this afternoon.
We'll second the table then. We'll discuss it till at Frank's work session.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
1 o'clock.
Travis, thank you.
Sure.
Why don't we call you, because we got some other issues that I don't want you to sit through the whole thing. Nikki or Jenny, I'm going to holler at you. I know you're close.
Can I just bounce something off you real quick? I get an email.
Is it legal?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just funning you.
We had a contract on nuisance cases with Bill McCullough.
Yes.
And there were some issues, and basically what he wants to do is be made a special assistant counsel or something like that as a part of the contract. I don't have a real problem with it. I can discuss the issue with you another time, but if you guys don't have a problem with that, then...
Special assistant counsel to the county commission.
Yeah. For the purposes of nuisance cases.
For the purposes, I'm fine with that.
All right.
You got two nods. Danny, shake some way.
I don't quite understand it, but there'd be something behind it, I guess.
I can explain it to you later.
Yeah.
He's shaking.
All right.
Nikki is back up for her time at 11:45.
I'm going to leave this funding approval right here on our counter since we're coming back to it in an hour. Is that all right?
Yep.
Guess I'll head upstairs for a little bit.
Bob.
We did. Jane took it. The pro tem letter? Yes, she has it. I like it, Nikki. It's great.
Should we stay?
No. I didn't want you to leave me for lunch or anything.
I'll talk to you before I do.
Is there anything you'd like to change on the agenda for this upcoming week?
Today, the road petition deal, I reminded Frank that we had, whenever we brought that issue up, and Chuck and I were wanting to review that, and I think Jim kind of had a little bit of a negative opinion about it, but that was for the first week in August that we get our first or second week when we get our report on the tax. Then as soon as I mentioned the first week in August, he said, "I remember what you're talking about." He said, "So we'll see where the dollars are tax-wise."
The other thing I thought we had asked was him to give us the list of what roads he's talking about, so I can at least refresh my memory of what petitions are out there, so
yeah.
I can be at least refreshed.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that was the conversation.
So we can talk about that at 1 o'clock if you want to. But
so he was wanting
to. Does it need to be placed in the first week of August?
That's what you need to get with him and find out what, because that's what we got in our minutes somewhere.
But he said he's got a bunch, I guess, is what he's talking about that he's got.
Six or seven.
I thought it was double digits. Okay.
Anything else? Sounds good then. Looks good.
Looks good here.
All right, that's it.
That's it? We are back on schedule.
Okay.
How about a recess?
Recess.
I do. Woohoo. Yippee.
CIA.
Very pleased.
Okay.